right? They're going to be jumping in here, right here, with a spelling bee. I hope that you can enjoy this. Pay attention to all the different names that they're going to be spelling. It's all in relation to Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy.
We are coming to you live from the Christmas County Spelling Bee, which will begin at the Town Hall shortly. It will be followed with the annual Live in a Manger pageant, which to me is always the highlight. The seats are filling up, so hurry on over here.
County Spelling Bee, it's fine. the names of Jesus, that's how the points are earned. The origins from which they came and the definitions, they'll help us learn our Savior's name through this competition.
What an exciting time of year, Christmas, and we are here to celebrate the true reason for the season, Jesus. That is why it has become a tradition that we have an annual live manger scene at Town Hall. So many of you want to participate that the way we have chosen to select our cast is through the spelling bee competition. You see, nobody loses in this bee. Everyone participating will get a part in the pageant honoring our Lord today.
As a reminder, our contestants will be spelling the many names and titles of Jesus. That's right, there are over 700 of the Bible, and each one reveals to us more of his character and how he works in our lives. What a marvelous Christmas gift we received from the Father 2,000 years ago.
Let's begin with a review, the ABCs of Prince. Listen up as I explain how the bee will work. When your number is called, please step up to the microphone. Then you will be given a name to spell. You may ask for a definition, a sentence, a song lyric, or language of origin. If you hear this, what do you think it means?
An angel gets his wings?
Wrong Christmas show.
No, if you hear the spell, it means that you have spelled incorrectly. Please step down as you are told what part you will be playing in the pageant. Proceed over to our wardrobe lady, Miss Turley.
Remember, the winner will be featured as either Mary or Joseph.
Without any further ado, let's begin this year's annual Christmas County Spelling Bee.
Contestant number 34, Amanda Allen, step up to the microphone.
This is Amanda Allen's first year in the bee. Her brother Ethan Allen made it to the final round last year.
Ready?
R-E-A-D-Y.
No.
N-O.
Stop.
S-T-O-P.
Those are not your words. Your word is Lord.
Oh, Lord. L-O-R-D. Lord.
Correct.
Number 17, Katie Collins.
Katie Collins is this year's cheerleading captain, and I'm sure she has some friends cheering for her today.
Go, Katie!
Your word is word.
Sentence, please.
Your word is word.
You just said that. Sentence, please.
That was the sentence. The word is word. Word is the word.
Oh, that word. W-O-R-D. Word.
Correct. Number 15, Jeffrey Johnson.
Jeffrey Johnson is quite an athlete. He is on the football, basketball, and soccer teams.
Spell light.
Light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. L-I-G-H-T, light.
Correct. Number 5, Ferris Wheeler.
It's Ferris Wheeler.
Okay, Mr. Wheeler. What do you spell O, should I?
Are you kidding?
Gotcha, Wheeler.
It's Wheeler.
Just kidding. Your word is savior.
Savior. S-A-V-I-O-R. Savior.
Correct. Number 9, Beatrice B. Beasley. Step up to the microphone and spell Morning Star.
Notice Miss Beasley's bumblebee-inspired outfit. As I recall, she wore something similar last year.
Morning Star. M-O-R-N-I-N-G-S-T-A-R. Morning Star.
Correct.
I know.
Number 11, Randy Richard. Spell Yahweh.
What, is that even a word?
Yes, it is, and the language of origin is Hebrew.
Of course, could I have a definition, please?
Yahweh is the Old Testament name for the Lord God.
Can't I just spell God?
You mean may I just spell God?
May I just spell God?
No, we choose the words, Randy. This name was considered to be so sacred that for centuries it was not spoken aloud.
Oh, if you're not supposed to say, are you sure I should be spelling it?
Your word is Yahweh.
Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-A-Y, Yahweh.
Go get your costume.
You'll be a wise man.
Number 31, Bella McDowell. Please spell lamp.
Song, please.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little
lamb. Lamb, L-A-M-E, lamb. Number 31, go see Miss Turley. You'll be a shepherd lady tonight.
That officially ends round one of the spelling bee. Good work, everyone. Let's proceed on.
What a fantastic job all our participants are doing spelling the beautiful names of our Lord. Did you know that no other person in history has as many names and titles? I think that's because his glory and greatness is beyond description.
Let's get back to the bee. Round two, contestant number 34, Amanda Atlas. Your name to spell is Wonderful Counselor.
I'm sure many of you will remember Amanda from last year. She was so tense that she froze up at the microphone. Oh no, not again. Breathe, Amanda, breathe.
Again, number 34, Wonderful Counselor.
For those of you who have never actually seen a deer in headlights, Amanda is doing a pretty good impression of one right now.
Breathe, Amanda, breathe. And now, Amanda would probably ask for a sentence, right? Sentence, please.
And he'll be called the Wonderful Counselor, Isaiah 9:6.
Amanda, and now I think Amanda should be asking for a song.
Oh good, this should give Amanda a little time to calm down and get those nerves under control. And let's take some time to praise the Lord for always leading us in wisdom and truth.
Wonder.
W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L-C-O-U-N-S-E-L-O-R. Wonderful Counselor.
Correct.
I think Amanda Allen went to her wonderful counselor to calm her nerves. Great job, honey.
Number 17, Katie Collins. Your word is fortress.
Fortress. F-O-R-T-R-E-S-S. Fortress.
Correct.
Number 15, Jeffrey Johnson.
Go, Jeffrey.
Go, Jeffrey.
Ladies, please.
Oh, I don't mind.
Please spell the name Mighty God.
Mighty God in a manger bed was born a mighty God. Could you use it in a really cool song? Mighty God, M-I-G-H-T-Y-G-O-D, Mighty God.
Correct. Ferris Wheeler.
It's Wyler.
Okay, number 5. Your name is spelled Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father. Father? Where's my father? My father's not here. My father's never around. Father? Where art thou, Father? I'm sure Jesus' father, Joseph, would have been at his be, but not my father. Not my father.
Number 5, come back.
It appears that number five, Ferris Wheeler is a bit distracted. Perhaps if we go to a song, Mr. Wheeler can gather his thoughts.
Yeah.
Everlasting Father. Oh, there's my father. Hi, Father. I knew he'd come. Everlasting Father. Everlastingfather. Everlasting Father.
Correct.
That's my boy.
Moving along. Number 9, Beatrice B. Beasley. What do you spell, Prince of Peace?
Prince of Peace. Isn't that a good title for her? Beatrice Beasley is known for staying as busy as a bee all the time, but especially at Christmas.
Morning Star, or Prince of Peace, P-R-I-N-C-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, Prince of Peace.
I guess it's bye-bye to Beasley.
Beasley, you'll be an angel in the pageant.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are officially entering our third and final round. Amanda Allen, spell Jehovah. Oh, here we go again. Can we have a sentence, please?
I'll trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.
Isaiah 12:2, that's my favorite verse, and I will not be afraid. Jehovah, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, Jehovah.
Correct.
Number 17, Katie Collins. Please spell the name Restore.
Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, Restore. Restore.
I'm sorry, there's one more R at the end of restore. Go get your shepherd costume number 17.
Miss Collins is out of the B. We are down to 3.
Number 15, Jeffrey Johnson. Please spell the name mediator.
Can I have a definition, please?
Someone who intervenes in a dispute to find an agreement.
Kind of like a referee, right?
Yes, Jeffrey, it is like a referee.
Okay, thank you. Referee, R-E-F-E-R-E-E, referee.
Sorry, I thought it was more appropriate, Jeffrey. Your word was mediated, not referee.
Dude, no!
I'm sorry, you are out of the B.
Can I talk to a mediator, please?
The decision of the referee, I mean judge, is final.
I thought I'd try. Bye.
Go get your wise man costume on, Jeffrey.
Number 5, Ferris Wheeler, not Wheeler. Please spell the name Deliverer.
Deliver, D-E-L-I-V-E-R-E-R, Deliverer.
Correct.
And then there were 2. Will we have a Mary winner or a Joseph winner? Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie. According to the rules of the Christmas County Spelling Bee, when there are 2 contestants left, they are both to spell out the same word by writing it down. Please take out your pad and move to separate sides of the platform.
Contestants, please write down the correct spelling of Nazarene.
So it was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene, Matthew 2:23.
May I see your answers, please?
Nazarene.
You are both correct. Good. Take your pads and spell your final word.
Please spell the name Emmanuel.
Tension is high in the town hall. Let's give them some additional time to think as we sing to Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
May I see your answers, please?
Emmanuel.
It looks like we've got a winner. Amanda spelled it correctly. I-M-M-A-N-U-E-L.
No, Farrah spelled it correctly. E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L.
Order! I said order in the town hall.
I believe we have a Mary and a Joseph winner. They are both correct. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Amanda and Farrah. Great job. Make your way quickly to wardrobe and get your costumes on. The Christmas pageant has been cast and we are just moments away. Can I have the stage crew bring in our manger set, please?
If I may, I would just like to add a personal thank you to all our contestants. Like many of you, I've learned so much about our Lord Jesus today as we have looked at his many names.
That's correct. He truly is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, and so incredibly much more. Emmanuel, our God, has been with us ever since he entered our world that wonderful holy night in a manger bed. Let's worship and praise our Savior and Lord Jesus, the name above all names.
Luke 2:7-16, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Because they had no room for them in the end.
And they were in the same country as shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night.
And lo, the angel came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone around about them, they were so afraid.
Unto him, fear not, but for behold, I give you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
This shall be done for you. Find the faith, wrap and water, and goat in the mantle.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man.
Oh,
And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Came with haste,
found Mary
and Joseph in a babe, or in a manger.
This Christmas, if you've asked Jesus to be your Savior and Lord, the Bible says he's written your name on the palm of his mighty hand.
Hey kids, how do you spell love?
J-E-S-U-S, Jesus.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Jesus, name above all names, Isaiah 9:6.
All right. Well, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it? Jesus' name above all names. It was cool to be able to hear all of the different names of Jesus. And that's kind of what we're about here tonight, aren't we? The reason for this season is Jesus Christ. He came as a babe. But what is in a name? It's really beyond the name itself. What does the name mean? And I've got a couple of names that I want to present to you. But you just think about a name. We all have our own names. But when you think of Taylor, some of you might think of me, but then there's some other Taylors in the audience right now. And you got to get a little bit more specific. Maybe you need to put pastor on the front of it, and then you'd really know who it is at that point. But some of you have been given names Some of you have been given nicknames that all of a sudden you think of, okay, well, I have a nickname for this person, probably because I can't remember their real name. Does anybody ever have to do that? Okay, you have to link something else to their name so you can actually remember what it is. But then something that actually means something to you, you put that in their name. Okay, and so I've got several nicknames that I've had over the years. Some I'm really embarrassed over, especially when Mr. Proud Dad over there, he's got a nickname that I don't ever want to say again. It's really embarrassing. And but you know, there's some names that people give to you over time just to remind themselves of who you are, brings back memories and all these things. But what about Jesus? What about all these names presented? Why does he have so many names? You look throughout the Old Testament. You look throughout the New Testament. There's names like Messiah. There's names like Savior. There's names like Counselor. There's names like Prince of Peace. There's the Snake Crusher. There's all kinds of names that Jesus has. But I wanted to present a couple of names that will hopefully will help you during the season, but then also even beyond the season. One of those being Emmanuel. Emmanuel, what does it mean? That was the deciding name in the spelling bee, right? But Emmanuel, it can be spelled two different ways with an I or an E. I don't know if I have my PowerPoint up here on the screen. Do I have that, Carlton? That might help us with some of these verses. But with Emmanuel, it means God with us. God with us. What does that mean for you and for me? Well, there's a couple of verses that come up in the Old Testament, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. You see where that fulfillment comes up in Matthew 1:22-23. It says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken to the Lord of the prophets, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. What does that mean? It means that Jesus came to be with us. He started the entire process in salvation. God loved us first by sending his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He came to be with us. There's another name that I find in the Old Testament that I find very encouraging. I find this a help in the midst of a storm, a help in the midst of when you feel lonely. Because I imagine at this point in time when Jesus comes, the Israelites are wondering, God, do you know what's going on in our lives? There's been so many years of silence. What is happening? God, do you understand that we are underneath Roman rule? Do you understand that they're making us do things that we don't want to do? Do you understand that our religion is totally messed up in the sense of there are religious hierarchies that are self-serving and not doing what they're supposed to do, making things up? They're not bringing it back to God. And so the question is, God, do you really see what is happening here? And there's this name that's back in the Old Testament, back in Genesis chapter 16. It comes up in a reference by Hagar in the midst of a time when she is completely alone. At least she feels like she's alone. When she's cast out of the tribe, she's cast out of the family, and she's out in the wilderness wondering if she's going to survive, and all she's done is what she was supposed to do, what she was told to do, and yet she's out there in the wilderness. Is she going to die? Is she not? And God shows up and says, listen, I've got a plan for you, and she responds in Genesis chapter 16 with, God, thou seest me. You see me. You see me. In the midst when she was all alone, at least she felt like it, God sees. I wonder how many times the Israelites cried out and said, God, do you see? Do you see me? Are you there at all? And yet in that moment, that name was El Roy, God who sees me. And you know what? God did see them. And that's why we have Emmanuel, who came to this earth But not only that, in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." What does it mean? What does it mean? "For he shall save his people from their sins." The meaning behind that name itself is Yahweh is salvation. And I like to pull those three names together. God who sees, he sees, has sent his son to us for what? Salvation. Salvation. We've got an issue. It's sin. And so he sent his son to die for us so that we may be saved from our sin. That's why, that's his purpose. That's why he came in the manger. That's why he came to die for us. It's important in how we respond to that, right? It's important if God has started the process. It's important to how we respond to God's process. To where he started with loving us first and sending his son, now what? What if, let's just give me for an illustration, on this next week, we're supposed to be heading to go see the in-laws. Everybody enjoy being around the in-laws? Yeah, that's when you say yes, yes. Okay, I'm going to go see the in-laws. What if we make that 8.5-hour trek, which turns into 17 because you have 17 bathroom breaks and you got to go by Mickey D's and they don't like that, so you got to go by Wendy's and you got to add in all these other things and you make it all the way there and they don't open up the doors. Say, well, typical in-laws, right? What if they don't open up the doors, even for their grandchildren? Say, well, what a waste. What an absolute waste. Do you know that God, he sees us, and he sent his son to die for us, to offer salvation, and there's so many people that just keep the door shut. Close their ears. They ignore it. They don't respond to the love. They don't respond to the grace, the mercy that God bestows. And so we've got to come to a point where we respond to this. So what is in a name? Jesus. Name above all names. He's the one who sees. He's the one who came. He's the one who sacrificed himself for us so that we could be saved. Yahweh, God, is salvation. There was a song that we sang this morning for our cantata. And this is literally my favorite part of this song. It's "Hallelujah, Here Is God." Come to suffer, come to die. Come to hear his people cry. Come to give the Lord's reply, hallelujah, come from God. We cry out. We need help. God sent. Do we respond? He came, he heard his people's cry, and his reply was, Jesus Christ. Do we respond? In Titus 3, 3 through 7, it's important for us to understand. It says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." This is what we were. This is what he's representing. This is what you identified. This is what people saw you as. All this negative sin, this is what people saw. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. What made the difference between identifying as our sin to now being heirs in Christ Jesus? It's Jesus and the sacrifice that he gave. That name, Jesus, means so much more. Just like they said at the end, how do you spell love? J-E-S-U-S. That is the essence of love. He is the essence of love. Have you responded to him today? The God who sees me sent Jesus to save me. Have you responded in faith? Let's pray. God, we just ask that you would help us tonight understand the true meaning of Christmas, to understand the true purpose for why Jesus came, to understand that there is much more beyond just the name of Jesus that's there. Your resume is right in front of us. You are goodness. You are mercy. You are grace. You are love. You are justice. There is so much to your name. And God, may we respond to your grace and your mercy. God, may we trust in you for that salvation. We understand that you've seen us. You understand the problems that are there. You understand our need for salvation, and you gave us a solution. God, may we respond and then live accordingly. God, we do love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, at any point that you need to talk through anything that's been stated, Pastor or I would love to be able to talk and have a conversation about this. Pastor, come on up.
Well, I certainly appreciate all the work that's gone into what we got to experience tonight. One thing about December, about Christmas, is a lot of times it's about family. And at some times, and you might laugh at this, but at some times I've heard expressed that a family gathering, if you can get together, everyone goes home without the police being called. Yes, that was a good one, right? Most of the time, that's not the case. I understand that. Families are so wonderful. There's little ones here. There's parents. There's grandparents, which is an elite class. Once you reach that class, you've made it. It's such a wonderful thing to be a grandparent. I've gotten to experience the birth of two children in my home, several grandchildren. And as I looked at the little ones up here tonight, I realized, I was there when some of them were born. But it's been great watching them grow up. I got to experience something recently that not many people do. I got to be a part of a family growing, and it took place in a courthouse. I'm going to ask Austin and Audrey if you could come on up here. And your little ones are already making their way up here as well. Yep, don't be shy. You little ones, you are already up here, so come on up. Austin and Audrey Wagahoff, last Wednesday at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m., almost on the dot, this little guy right here officially became a Wagahoff. And we were so excited for them. The church wanted to present you with this as well, just as, we can't really do a baby shower, you know? So we wanted to do that for them. And then also, when we get to the back, we have some extra things back there as well planned without you knowing. This morning, she didn't show up. She was sick. And I thought, oh, no, what are we going to do? But she's here tonight. We're so excited for them. Let's have a word of prayer. God in heaven, thank you for families. Thank you for the bond that you and only you can provide to a family. And Lord, I know not every family can boast of that unity. But we're thankful for this family, their love for you, their love for children, and the way you have worked to grow this family. I thank you for what we're going to be enjoying, even once we get back to the fellowship hall here in just a moment. Thank you for it. We ask your blessing on it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you guys would like to go ahead, and all of y'all can just make your way out that side door there. Yeah, you bet.